Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on April 25 regarding Ronald Gaskins, G-A-S-K-I-N-S. Ronald Gaskins is a 54-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 9/21/20 when he slipped and fell onto his right shoulder. Pretty went to Cooper Hospital emergency room. The next day, paired with this and subsequent evaluation, he still remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Pretty did undergo two surgeries on the right shoulder, but is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. New paragraph, per his claim petition, Mr. Gaskins alleged to have slipped and fallen on 9/21/20, resulting in injuries to his right shoulder, neck, and back. Period. Treatment records show he was seen at Cooper Emergency Room on 9/22/20, stating he slipped and fell onto his right shoulder. Period. He had pain in the shoulder with movement. Period. He did undergo x-rays and a CAT scan. To be inserted, period, he was then treated and released. Period. New paragraph on 10/30/20, he was seen orthopedically by Dr. Marchetto. Period. By then, he had undergone an MRI of the right shoulder on 10/22/20. Period. Put this in bold. Scratch that. That was at the referral of a physician assistant. Period. Insert that here. He was then seen orthopedically by Dr. Marchetto beginning 10/30/20. Period. He related initially going to an urgent care center who started him on physical therapy. Period. He was not improving, so he underwent an MRI. Period. Dr. Marchetto performed an exam and noted the right shoulder MRI demonstrated a large full-thickness supraspinatus tear with mild retraction. Period. He ordered laboratory studies and preoperative laboratory studies and recommended surgical intervention. Period. New paragraph on 11/10/20. Dr. Marchetto performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. He was seen on 11/24/20 by his primary care physician and Dr. Scarlett, S-C-A-R-L-E-T-T, for his hypertension. Period. His stitches for the rotator cuff surgery were removed the previous day. Period. He was following up with the orthopedic surgeon. Period. He followed up with Dr. Scarlett through 5/19/21. Period. This was for a preoperative evaluation. Period. New paragraph. He continued to be seen postoperatively at Dr. Marchetto's office. Period. Additional physical therapy was rendered. Period. On 6/7/21, he underwent surgery by Dr. DeLuca, D-E, capital L-U-C-A, to be inserted here. Period. On 9/20/20, he was seen orthopedically by Dr. Falconero. Period. He had undergone manipulation under anesthesia in June 2021 by Dr. DeLuca. Brady has continued physical therapy, but now had some stiffness, although it was better than it was. Period. Dr. Falconero diagnosed right shoulder pain with traumatic complete tear of the right rotator cuff, as well as adhesive capsulitis of the right shoulder. Period. He did not feel additional surgery was necessary, since passively the physician was able to get him to full functional range of motion and beyond. Brady did recommend continued physical therapy and home exercises. Period. The petitioner did not feel he could return to work because he has to reach up to do things when he works, including lifting. Period. He had come under Dr. DeLuca's care on 5/13/21. Period. He recommended additional surgical procedure. Period. This was done as noted above. Period. He followed up with Dr. Marchetto through 11/5/21. Make that 11/4/21. Period. It was noted he had gotten full range of motion after the manipulation. Period. He presents 1 year later with still limited range of motion, but improved. Period. He functionally felt he was ready to go back to work. Period. Exam showed stiffness in internal rotation and abduction, but he had good rotator cuff strength. Period. He was discharged back to full work duties and to return as needed. Period. New paragraph. Prior records show Mr. Gaskins was seen at Jefferson Emergency Room on 8/25/18. Brady complained of low back pain radiating down the left anterior thigh to his knee after being involved in a low-speeded motor vehicle collision in which he was on a New Jersey Transit bus hit from behind by a car. Brady denied any other injuries. Period. He had been involved in this accident 1 week earlier. Period. He underwent lumbar spine x-rays to be inserted here. Period. He was treated and released on medication. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed healed portal scars about the right shoulder, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Active right shoulder abduction and flexion were to 85 degrees with tenderness in the former. Period. External rotation was to 65 degrees. Period. Motion was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Combined active extension with internal rotation was to the waist level several inches beyond his body. Period. Motion of the left shoulder with elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period. Magnum muscle test was 5 minus for resisted right elbow flexion, but was otherwise 5/5. He was tender to palpation up at the right acromic labicular joint, but there was none on the left. Shoulder maneuvers normal, extremities lower normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbar sacral normal. Impressions on 9/21/20. Ronald Gaskins reportedly fell onto his right shoulder while at work. It appeared he was seen the next day at the emergency room where he underwent x-rays and CAT scan to be inserted here. Pretty then was seen in an urgent care center who sent him for a shoulder MRI on 10-22-20 to be inserted here. Period, new paragraphs. Mr. Gaskins then came into the orthopedic care of Dr. Marchetto. Period. They quickly proceeded to surgery on 11-10-20 to be inserted here. Pretty followed up postoperatively and remained symptomatic. Period, then underwent manipulation under anesthesia by Dr. DeLuca on 6-7-21. Period. He had a good result afterward with full range of motion. Period. He followed up with Dr. Marchetto on 11-4-21, comma 1 year later with improved but still limited range of motion. Period as noted above, there was some stiffness in internal rotation and abduction. Period. He was discharged back to full duty with no restrictions at that juncture. Period. New paragraph. The current exam of Mr. Gaskins found there to be much more reduced range of motion about the right shoulder on an active basis. Period. This appears to have been volitionally limited. Period. Provocative maneuvers about the shoulder were negative. Period. Full range motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. Period. You have indicated his allegations of neck and back injury were specifically denied. Period. He does not appear to have complained about nor received any treatment to those regions. Period. He did have a history of prior motor vehicle accident in 2018. For which he underwent lumbar spine x-rays. Period. The paragraph there is 7.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the right shoulder. Period. End.